Вариант 6. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит 2 раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1. Вы услышите 4 коротких диалога, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. Установите соответствие между диалогами и местами, где они происходят. К каждому диалогу подберите соответствующее место действия, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое место действия из списка 1-5 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее место действия. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Dialogue A.
We're running late, I'm afraid.
Don't worry, we still have time. This suitcase, it's so heavy.
You don't have to carry it. It's got wheels, hasn't it? Just pull it along.
Oh, right, that's much easier. I bet you've put lots of useless stuff inside.
Only the most necessary things. The weather can change at any moment. You never know what you'll have to wear. And I've also packed tons of your favourite biscuits.
OK, I think this is our carriage. The tickets are in your bag, aren't they?
I hope so.
Dialogue B.
The next unit is all about travelling and means of transport.
That'll be useful, won't it? I always go blank and can't think of the words I need when I have to buy a ticket or ask about departure details.
Me too. Look, there are some sample dialogues on this page and phrases that can help you find good places to eat. Oh, and how to find out about local dishes. Very practical indeed.
What does this phrase mean? I'm not even sure how to read it.
You'd better ask Mrs. Andrews. She's already here, by the way.
Look, she's starting to put some cards on the table. It means either a role play or some kind of test.
I really hope it's a role play.
Dialogue C.
Has everyone taken their seats? Good.
We're going to start with a tour around the town, aren't we?
That's right. It's the best way to get an idea of a place. On the way, we'll stop to visit an open-air arts exhibition.
And where are we supposed to have lunch?
In a restaurant near the railway station. It's called The Orient Express, a place described by Agatha Christie in one of her novels.
The Orient Express? Yeah, I think I read that one.
Super. Now, just as we are pulling out of our starting point, look right, and you'll see a building designed in the middle of the 19th century. Several famous scientists have lived there over the years, including...
Dialogue D. Look, there are lots of people. It's the first time we've ever had an event like this in our town. Well, except for the food fair last autumn.
Yeah. I've seen several tourist buses in the parking lot.
And I've heard some experts and IT engineers are here to make presentations. I've heard they are going to talk about lots of new gadgets and the most advanced transport, medical, communication and recycling technology.
Recycling?
Yes, You can't even imagine how much litter we produce, starting from ice cream packaging and disposable cups, right through to old furniture.
Where can we buy the entrance tickets?
We don't have to. The admission is free. Come on, let's see what's going on there. You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the dialogues again. Dialogue A.
We're running late, I'm afraid.
Don't worry, we still have time. This suitcase, it's so heavy.
You don't have to carry it. It's got wheels, hasn't it? Just pull it along.
Oh, right, that's much easier. I bet you've put lots of useless stuff inside.
Only the most necessary things. The weather can change at any moment. You never know what you'll have to wear. And I've also packed tons of your favourite biscuits.
OK, I think this is our carriage. The tickets are in your bag, aren't they?
I hope so.
Dialogue B.
The next unit is all about travelling and means of transport.
That'll be useful, won't it? I always go blank and can't think of the words I need when I have to buy a ticket or ask about departure details.
Me too. Look, there are some sample dialogues on this page and phrases that can help you find good places to eat. Oh, and how to find out about local dishes. Very practical indeed.
What does this phrase mean? I'm not even sure how to read it.
You'd better ask Mrs. Andrews. She's already here, by the way.
Look, she's starting to put some cards on the table. It means either a role play or some kind of test.
I really hope it's a role play.
Dialogue C.
Has everyone taken their seats? Good.
We're going to start with a tour around the town, aren't we?
That's right. It's the best way to get an idea of a place. On the way, we'll stop to visit an open-air arts exhibition.
And where are we supposed to have lunch?
In a restaurant near the railway station. It's called The Orient Express, a place described by Agatha Christie in one of her novels.
The Orient Express? Yeah, I think I read that one.
Super. Now, just as we are pulling out of our starting point, look right, and you'll see a building designed in the middle of the 19th century. Several famous scientists have lived there over the years, including...
Dialogue D. Look, there are lots of people. It's the first time we've ever had an event like this in our town. Well, except for the food fair last autumn.
Yeah. I've seen several tourist buses in the parking lot.
And I've heard some experts and IT engineers are here to make presentations. I've heard they are going to talk about lots of new gadgets and the most advanced transport, medical, communication and recycling technology.
Recycling?
Yes, you can't even imagine how much litter we produce, starting from ice cream packaging and disposable cups right through to old furniture.
Where can we buy the entrance tickets?
We don't have to. The admission is free. Come on, let's see what's going on there. This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы два раза услышите 5 высказываний, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Установите соответствие между высказываниями и утверждениями следующего списка. Каждому высказыванию подберите соответствующее утверждение, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
Do you enjoy karaoke? Lots of people would say they hate it, which is why I only sing when I'm alone. It may sound strange, but singing is the best way for me to relax. I can sing songs in different languages, which, by the way, is a very good method of memorizing foreign words and phrases. I use either my karaoke machine or accompany myself on guitar.
Speaker B. My friends think I'm quite sociable and easygoing, but it's not like this at all. Meeting new people always makes me feel nervous, even panicked. But I know a method which works for me. When I don't know how to start or join a conversation at a party, I take out my guitar and start playing quietly. When people hear a familiar song, whatever language it is, they tend to join in, and this breaks the ice. Everyone feels at ease, as if we'd known each other for ages. Speaker C.
Do you have a favourite group or a singer? I adore Adriano Celentano. I like his voice, his manner, and his songs. Actually, he was the reason I took an Italian language course. My teacher was surprised with how fast I could memorise words, and I was able to pronounce whole sentences from the very first lessons. This, of course, was because I had picked up lots from Adriano's songs.
Speaker D. For a student, it's not really easy to find a job, but I was lucky to get a part-time job in a tourist agency close to my home. The money is not very good, for obvious reasons, but I am gaining some great work experience, learning to communicate with clients and practicing my Spanish and Italian, which I learn at high school. I only have to work 3 afternoons a week, which leaves me plenty of time for homework and my other hobbies. Speaker E.
I enjoy meeting new people, and I really like travelling. But it's a quite expensive pastime for a student, isn't it? To save some money for a short trip in August, I'll have to work intensely a couple of months before. Luckily, I'm good at 2 foreign languages, and getting a job as a waiter in the new international restaurant wasn't a problem at all. I'm going to start next Monday.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the texts again. Speaker A.
Do you enjoy karaoke? Lots of people would say they hate it, which is why I only sing when I'm alone. It may sound strange, but singing is the best way for me to relax. I can sing songs in different languages, which, by the way, is a very good method of memorising foreign words and phrases. I use either my karaoke machine or accompany myself on guitar.
Speaker B. My friends think I'm quite sociable and easygoing, but it's not like this at all. Meeting new people always makes me feel nervous, even panicked, but I know a method which works for me. When I don't know how to start or join a conversation at a party, I take out my guitar and start playing quietly. When people hear a familiar song, whatever language it is, they tend to join in, and this breaks the ice. Everyone feels at ease, as if we'd known each other for ages. Speaker C.
Do you have a favourite group or a singer? I adore Adriano Celentano. I like his voice, his manner, and his songs. Actually, he was the reason I took an Italian language course. My teacher was surprised with how fast I could memorise words, and I was able to pronounce whole sentences from the very first lessons. This, of course, was because I had picked up lots from Adriano's songs.
Speaker D. For a student, it's not really easy to find a job, but I was lucky to get a part-time job in a tourist agency close to my home. The money is not very good, for obvious reasons, but I am gaining some great work experience, learning to communicate with clients and practicing my Spanish and Italian, which I learn at high school. I only have to work 3 afternoons a week, which leaves me plenty of time for homework and my other hobbies. Speaker E.
I enjoy meeting new people, and I really like travelling. But it's a quite expensive pastime for a student, isn't it? To save some money for a short trip in August, I'll have to work intensely a couple of months before. Luckily, I'm good at 2 foreign languages, and getting a job as a waiter in the new international restaurant wasn't a problem at all. I'm going to start next Monday.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.8. В заданиях 3.8 в поле ответа запишите одну цифру, которая соответствует номеру правильного ответа. Вы услышите запись 2. У вас есть 60 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Jack. So what's this secret matter you wanted to discuss with me? I'm intrigued.
It's not really a secret, Linda. I just wanted to talk about our grandmother.
Why? Is everything all right with her?
Yes, sure. But you know that she's going to leave her job next Friday. She's 70 already, so she's planning to retire. And I thought we should celebrate this event all together somehow. You know, as a family.
I don't know how people celebrate retirement. Should it be something like a birthday party or a wedding anniversary?
Don't be silly.
I know that some people set off for a trip when they retire, to meet new people and to see new places.
But we can't arrange a trip, let's be realistic. We can arrange a picnic at the most.
Which is not a bad idea, actually. It's the right season for an open-air event. We can go for a picnic in Central Park.
And it'll be a surprise for Grandma. We'll just ask her to meet us in Central Park for a walk, or to feed the ducks, or...
That doesn't matter too much. We'll find a convincing reason to meet up.
And we'll secretly invite Mum and Dad.
Right, and Aunt Emily, and our cousins, Pat and Kitty.
They're always so noisy.
Never mind. They can help us with some theatrical performance. They are good at acting.
Are you saying we are going to do a performance? You know I hate that sort of thing.
But it's not for you. It's for Grandma. She loves acting. For your birthday, it'll probably be a football game or something. But for her, we can put on a show.
Okay, fine. And what about the food? It will be great to have Grandma's pancakes for this day.
Out of the question. We can't ask her to make pancakes for her own event. A cake won't do either. The most we can make by ourselves is, sandwiches?
With ham and cheese, or with tuna. Great idea, I adore them. And they'll be easy to eat on the grass. Should we give Granny some sort of present, do you think? We could make an album with some old pictures of her, when she's with her patients in the hospital, or when she was at the healthcare conference.
Sounds a bit depressing to me. It's like thinking about your past, not the future.
You're probably right. Look, some people take up new hobbies after retirement. My old French teacher started painting, for example.
Right, but I'm not sure it'll work with Grandma.
Then, as Mum always says, if you have no idea what to get for a present, give flowers.
Yes, that'll be best. We need to remember to bring some water for them as well. Otherwise they'll go all floppy, and that would be terrible. Okay, so now we need to think about it.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Hi, Jack. So what's this secret matter you wanted to discuss with me? I'm intrigued.
It's not really a secret, Linda. I just wanted to talk about our grandmother.
Why? Is everything all right with her?
Yes, sure. But you know that she's going to leave her job next Friday. She's 70 already, so she's planning to retire. And I thought we should celebrate this event all together somehow, you know, as a family.
I don't know how people celebrate retirement. Should it be something like a birthday party or a wedding anniversary?
Don't be silly.
I know that some people set off for a trip when they retire, to meet new people and to see new places.
But we can't arrange a trip, let's be realistic. We can arrange a picnic at the most.
Which is not a bad idea, actually. It's the right season for an open-air event. We can go for a picnic in Central Park.
And it'll be a surprise for Grandma. We'll just ask her to meet us in Central Park for a walk, or to feed the ducks, or...
That doesn't matter too much. We'll find a convincing reason to meet up.
And we'll secretly invite Mum and Dad.
Right, and Aunt Emily, and our cousins, Pat and Kitty.
They're always so noisy.
Never mind. They can help us with some theatrical performance. They are good at acting.
Are you saying we are going to do a performance? You know I hate that sort of thing.
But it's not for you. It's for Grandma. She loves acting. For your birthday, it'll probably be a football game or something. But for her, we can put on a show.
Okay, fine. And what about the food? It will be great to have Grandma's pancakes for this day.
Out of the question. We can't ask her to make pancakes for her own event. A cake won't do either. The most we can make by ourselves is, sandwiches?
With ham and cheese, or with tuna. Great idea, I adore them. And they'll be easy to eat on the grass. Should we give Granny some sort of present, do you think? We could make an album with some old pictures of her, when she's with her patients in the hospital, or when she was at the healthcare conference.
Sounds a bit depressing to me. It's like thinking about your past, not the future.
You're probably right. Look, some people take up new hobbies after retirement. My old French teacher started painting, for example.
Right, but I'm not sure it'll work with Grandma.
Then, as Mum always says, if you have no idea what to get for a present, give flowers.
Yes, that'll be best. We need to remember to bring some water for them as well. Otherwise they'll go all floppy, and that would be terrible. Okay, so now we need to think about it.
This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий по аудированию, истекло.